Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28 ISSN, print, 2617-8672, ISSN, online, 2617-8680 http://jpa.iou.edu.pk Research paper variation in tree biomass and carbon stocks with respect to altitudinal gradient in the Himalayan forests of northern Pakistan. Abdul Manan 1, 2, Fengzonk 1, 3, Tawahidullah Khan 4, Muhammad Asif Khan 5 and Muhammad Tariq Badshah 5 1 Beijing Key Laboratory of Precision Forestry, Beijing Forestry University, 100,083 Beijing, China 2 Forest, Wildlife and Fisheries Department, Government of Punjab, Lahore 54,500, Pakistan 3 Mapping and 3's Technology Center, Beijing Forestry University, Beijing 100,083, China 4 School of Nature Conservation, Beijing Forestry University, Beijing 100,083, China 5 School of Forestry, Beijing Forestry University, 100,083 Beijing, China asterisk corresponding author, Fengzonk, Fengzhong at 126.com, key message, this study shows the importance and effects of altitude on the stored tree biomass, carbon, basal area, and density in the Himalayan forests of Pakistan. Abstract. Forest ecosystems play a significant role in biomass, carbon stocks, and the global carbon cycle. They show variation along with the elevation gradient. This study was conducted to evaluate the variation in tree biomass and carbon stocks with respect to the elevation in the Himalayan forests of northern Pakistan. The study area was categorized into four elevation classes, namely ELV1, 500m, 1000m, ELV2, 1000m, 1500m, ELV3, 1500m, 2000m, ELV4, 2000m, 2500m. Our results showed that the stem density at ELV1 was found to be the highest, such as 761.18 trees HA1, than that of 423.82 trees HA1 at ELV2, 428.82 trees HA1 at ELV3 and 457.82 trees HA1 at ELV4, respectively. However, the biomass and stored carbon contents were found to be the highest at ELV4, such as 474.08 mg HA1 and 279.89 mg CHA1, respectively, as compared to ELV3, ELV2, and ELV1, lower elevations. Similarly, the basal area, BA, was recorded to be the highest at ELV4, such as 76.41 square meters HA1, while at ELV1 it was found to be the lowest with 13.1 square meters HA1. A decreasing trend was noticed in the density of the study area with an increase in altitude. The results highlighted the variation in density, BA, stem volume, tree biomass, and tree carbon with respect to elevations. This study will provide scientific information to researchers about the role of altitude in the studied parameters, which will help the foresters in formulating the forest management policies. Keywords: altitude, forest biomass, carbon, Himalayan forests. How to cite this article: Manan, A. Zonk, F. Khan, T. U. Khan, M. A., and Badshah, M. T., 2019. Variation in tree biomass and carbon stocks with respect to altitudinal gradient in the Himalayan forests of northern Pakistan. Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 4, 121-28. Introduction. The altitude plays an important role in determining the forest type, controlling the environmental factors and geographical variation, Sun et al., 2013. The variation in altitude directly influences the temperature, humidity, light intensity, and rainfall that cause a change in the type of forest, Chen et al., 2014. The altitude gradient also has a great effect on the ecological distribution of forest type in mountainous regions, Wei et al., 2015. According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, The forest ecosystems cover 30% area of the world, which are the largest sink storing carbon worldwide, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change IPCC, 2006. They also play an important role in balancing terrestrial carbon cycle globally, Dong et al., 2003. The soil contains 33% of the total carbon in the world, Food and Agriculture Organization FAO, 2010a, while 77% carbon is stored in the plants, IPCC, 2001. Forested land has 30 to 50 times more carbon storing potential than that of barren lands, Houghton and Joseph, 1995. Carbon flux is addressed by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, and since 1990, the IPCC, focused on the role of forest in maintaining carbon cycle globally, IPCC, 2006. Human disturbance and natural causes affect the structure, composition, and yield and carbon 21 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28 Dynamics of a Forest Ecosystem, Zheng et al., 2011. Natural disasters and human needs should be monitored and quantified accurately over a large scale to enhance the forest conservation, management, and productivity, Zheng et al., 2011. The first comprehensive assessment of land cover in Pakistan was done using remote sensing in 1992 by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, 2010b. The report showed that the total forest area of Pakistan is composed of about 3.5 million ha, making just 4.1% of its total area, Government of Pakistan GOP, 1992. A decrease in forest cover was observed especially in the mountainous region of the country by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, IUCN, 2002. It is also reported that the forest area in Pakistan has been decreased within the range of 3.1%-3.6%, FAO, 2003, while a World Bank report showed that the total forest cover area of Pakistan has declined by about 1.9% of its total area, World Bank, 2015. Only a few countries in the world have reliable land use change, LUC, and land degradation, LD, data over the period of time, FAO, 2010b. This hinders the effective forest management policies, and the quantitative assessment of the LD and LUC. In Pakistan, LD and LUC are linked to natural and human-induced factors like wind, insect, forest fire, flood, LUC, forest felling and encroachment etc., Manan et al., 2018. Different forest types have different carbon storing potentials due to variation in biomass, Smith and Heath, 2004. There are 9 major forest types in Pakistan, FAO, 2010a. Variation in forest type in the country is mainly due to the altitudinal gradient, mean annual rainfall and temperature, Worldwide Fund WWF, 2009. The variation in altitude directly affects the biomass carbon potential of the forest, Chen et al., 2014. The variation in species distribution, biodiversity, and soil composition is also documented across different types of forest, Sharma, 2009. The subtropical and moist temperate forests found in northern parts of Pakistan are not only rich in floral and faunal diversity but also are acknowledged as the major carbon sink as compared to the other forest types, Ahmed et al., 2018. In subtropical forests of Pakistan, the forest types at different altitudes affect the forest biomass and carbon contents as this region has a vital role in the sequestering of carbon, Nizami, 2012. The effect of altitude on the stem density, basal area, biomass, and carbon has not been studied before in Himalayan forests of northern Pakistan. Therefore, this study was aimed to provide the detailed quantification of stem density, basal area, biomass, and carbon contents in the forest of the study area at different altitudes. Materials and methods study area. The study was conducted in the Himalayas forests at Margalla Hills National Park, MHNP, and Murray Forest Division, MFD, 33°49 33.22 N and 73°21 59.87 E, of northern Pakistan within the elevation range of 522 m 2267 m, Fig. 1. The total area under study was 621.74 square kilometers. The area receives a mean annual rainfall of about 80 millimeters, while the mean annual minimum temperature is 3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 45 degrees Celsius, Pakistan Meteorological Department PMD, 2017. The study area has diverse flora and fauna. The major tree species reported from the area are Aves spp, Acacia modesta, Pinus roxburghii, Cedrus deodara, Ziziphus spp, Pinus wallichiana, Oleophoruginea, Picea smithiana, Quercus incana, Dodoni viscose, and Aesculus indica, Shahzad etal 2015, while the wildlife species included common leopard, Panthera pardus, Rhesus monkey, Macaca mulatta, jackal, Canis aureus, porcupine, Hystrix indica, barking deer, Munchiacus muntjac, foxes, and wild boars, Sus scrofaw. The area also hosts a rich diversity of bird species including cheer pheasant, Catrus wallachii, brown partridge, Alectoris jacar, and several genera of reptiles, WWF, 2009. Research design: the study was carried out in three main forests, namely subtropical broadleaf forest, chir pine forest, and moist temperate forest. The study area was divided into four levels on the basis of altitude, such as 500 m, 1000 m, ELV1, 1000 m, 1500 m, ELV2, 1500 m, 2000 m, ELV3, and 2000 m, 2500 m, ELV4. A total of 20 sample plots, 20 m times 30 m, were taken in each altitudinal level, ELV1, ELV2, ELV3, ELV4, that covered all the major habitats and tree species of the study area. The sample plots were taken randomly. First, the sample plot was measured using metallic measuring tape, and after that the plot boundary was marked with wooden pegs, 30 cm times 5 cm times 5 cm, and rope. The trees present in the sample plot were marked with white paint. The diameter at breast height, DBH 5 cm, of all trees in the sample plot was measured using diameter tape, and the height of the trees was measured using Abney's level. 22 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 121-28 Fig. 1 Study Area of Himalayan Forest of Pakistan. Biomass and Carbon Assessment: all the trees in the plot were categorized into different diameter classes from 6 cm to 45 cm. Tree volume, V, of all the species was measured using Equation 1, Newberry, 2009. 1. Where D2 is the square of tree diameter, H is the height of the tree, and F.F is the form factor, which is the tapering of a tree. The specific F.F value was obtained from the previous research and literature, Hari Priya, 2002. The biomass of stem, BMS, was determined by multiplying the V with basic wood density, BWD, Hari Priya, 2002. The BWD of each species was obtained from the available literature, Sheikh, 1993, Hari Priya, 2002, as shown in equation 2. 2. The total tree biomass, BMTT, was obtained by multiplying the stem biomass, BMS, with biomass expansion factor, BEF, where BEF value 1.51 was used in previous research for Himalayan forests, Hari Priya, 2002, IPCC, 2006. The total biomass, BMTT, for each species was determined by using equation 3. 3. After determining the BMTT for each species, the biomass of forest ecosystem, BME, was calculated by adding the biomass of all species present in the plot. To obtain the carbon content, CC, from the BME, we used conversion factor 0.5, which is widely used throughout the world by IPCC, IPCC, 2006, and previous researches, Brown and Lugo, 1982, Sauger et al., 2001, for subtropical and moist temperate forest of subcontinent using equation, 4. 4. Statistical analysis. The data was analyzed by one-way analysis of variance, ANOVA, at p0.05. The randomized block design, RCBD, was used to find out the significant difference in forest inventory results along altitudes gradients, altitudinal levels, by using the software, StationStics V8.1, analytical software, 2005. 23 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28 Results and Discussion. Density of TRES. The results from forest inventory showed that the density of forest at ELV1 was 761.18 trees HA1, which was significantly, p0.05, higher than that of the density of forest at ELV4, 457.82 trees HA1, ELV3, 428.82 trees HA1, and ELV2, 423.82 trees HA1, respectively, Fig 2. The forest at ELV1 is dense because of subtropical broadleaved evergreen forest type, Manan et al., 2018. This forest type supports tree species like Oleophorogenia, Acacia modesta, Quercus incana, Ziziphus spp., Dodoni viscosa, Sun et al., 2013, Manan et al., 2018. These plants grow well in association with each other, making the forest dense, Saeed et al., 2016, while this forest has low biomass due to absence of tall trees. The previous studies showed the density of 400.1600 trees HA1, Singh et al., 1994, 594 trees HA1, Haripriya, 2002, Nizami, 2012, for this type of forest. The ELV2 and ELV3 mostly have subtropical chirpine forest, which is dominated by Pinus roxburghii, Amir et al., 2018. Our results also showed that the densities at ELV2, ELV3, and ELV4 showed non-significant relation with each other, Fig 2. Furthermore, ELV1 provides the best growing platform to the drought-tolerant species like Acacia modesta, Oleophorogenia, and Celtis areocarpa, adding to its high density. Fig 2 Density of trees HA1 with elevation basal area. The basal area, BA, calculated at ELV4 was 76.41 square meters HA1, which was significantly, p0.05, higher than the results of BA at ELV2, ELV3, and ELV1, i.e. 32.57, 30.31 and 13.1 square meters HA1, respectively, Fig 3. The ELV4 has the moist temperate forests that have tall mature forest trees, usually having the characteristic of natural regeneration. Moreover, these trees have larger diameter than that of subtropical chirpine forest and subtropical broadleaved forest. Therefore, they have large basal area, FAO, 2010A. Similarly, results of stem biomass were recorded as 300.1 mg HA1 at ELV4, 138.5 mg HA1 at ELV3, 136.3 mg HA1 at ELV2 and 59.73 mg HA1 at ELV1, Fig 4. This may be due to the fact that ELV4 has the moist temperate forest having tall mature coniferous trees, i.e. Abies spp., Cedrus deodara, Pinus wallichiana, Picea smithiana, Taxus wallichiana, as well as the fast-growing broad-leaved species like Quercus incana, Esculus indica, Populus spp., and Rubinia pseudoacacia, Shahzad et al., 2015. Previous studies showed that the old mature forest has more basal area due to more secondary growth, Sirenia et al., 2016. Some species like Abies pindro and Picea smithiana can reach up to 120 feet in height, thus this forest type has high stem biomass. Furthermore, this forest supports shrubby vegetation as well as a great diversity of herbs, Shahzad et al., 2015, Amir et al., 2018. This forest type consists of almost 150 species of herbs, 45 kinds of weeds and 27 climbing species, Al-Etal, 2007. While at Alb 2 and Alb 3, mostly subtropical chirpine forests are present with some associated broadleaved species having small diameters, Singh-Etal, 1994, Nizami, 2012. However, at Alb 1, all broadleaved evergreen species are present, having stunted growth, some having bushy and shrubby appearance, i.e. Oleophorogenia, Zizifus spp., Dodoni viscose, Quercus spp. etc. Due to this reason, they have high density with low BA and stem biomass, Ahmed and Nizami, 2015. 24 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28 Fig. 3 Variation in Basal Area HA1 with Elevation Change in Biomass. ELV4 showed biomass, 474.08 mg HA1, and carbon, 279.89 mg CHA1, which was higher and significantly, p0.05, different than that of the biomass at ELV3, 212.91 mg HA1, ELV2, 210.45 mg HA1, and ELV1, 70.80 mg HA1, respectively. The carbon contents recorded at ELV3, ELV2, and ELV1 were 156.01 mg CHA1, 157.46 mg CHA1 and 76.53 mg CHA1, respectively. The presence of moist temperate forest at ELV4 supports tall trees like Aves spp., Cedrus deodara, Pinus wallichiana, and Picea smithiana. These trees are usually tall, having height ranging from 50 to 120 feet. The other supporting feature for high biomass and carbon contents is the presence of more understory vegetation, which is greater at ELV4 as compared to ELV3, ELV2, and ELV1, Tahir Etal, 2013. Fig. 4 Change in Biomass, MGHA1, with elevation change in carbon contents. The climatic conditions at ELV4 also support high vegetative growth, as this area receives a relatively high annual rainfall, 1,000 mm 1,800 mm, mostly in the summer season, PMD, 2015. Moreover, the forest at ELV4 is less prone to forest fire as compared to ELV3, ELV2, and ELV1, Naves and Askar, 2009. On the other hand, the ELV2 and ELV3 have pure Pinus roxburghii forest, in which forest fire occurs regularly in summer due to the falling of dry needles, making the floor of the forest prone to combustion, Nizami, 2012. These forest fires also cause the reduction of biomass and carbon stocks. The tree carbon results were higher at ELV4, 279.89 mg CHA1, while 156.01 mg CHA1, 157.46 mg CHA1 and 76.53 mg CHA1 were recorded at ELV3, ELV2, and ELV1, respectively, Fig. 5. Furthermore, tall conifers like Aves pindro, Texas baccata, Picea smithian, and Thuja orientalis attain the height up to 150 feet, Ahmed and Nizami, 2015. The other reason is that the forest at ELV4 is 25 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28, mostly included in mature trees with natural regeneration. The mature trees with secondary growth have more whorls of branches and potential to store carbon contents, Singh-Etal, 1994. Fig. 5 Change in Carbon Contents, MGCHA1, with elevation conclusion. The elevation plays an important role in the forest ecosystem, forest biomass, forest carbon, density, and basal area. Our results showed that the basal area, biomass, and carbon contents increase with the increasing elevation, while the stem density, number of trees HA1, decreases with the increasing elevation. The moist temperate forest at high altitudes has more potential of storing biomass and carbon as compared to chirpine forest and subtropical broadleaved at low altitude. The forest at higher altitudes is mostly moist temperate forest and stores more biomass and carbon as compared to the forest at lower elevations, chirpine forest and subtropical broadleaf forest. This study will help the forest manager as a guideline for making forest conservation and management policies. Author contribution statement, Abdul Manan collected the field data and wrote the manuscript. Feng Zhang supervised the research study. Tawhidullah Khan analyzed the data. Muhammad Asif Khan helped in data collection. Muhammad Tariq Badshah edited and formatted the manuscript. Conflict of interest, the authors certify that they have no conflict of interest to declare in the subject matter or materials discussed in this manuscript. Acknowledgements, this research was supported by the National Science Foundation of China, No. U1710123, the Natural Science Foundation of Beijing, Key Program, No. 6161001, and Precision Forestry Key Technology and Equipment Research of Medium Long-Term Project of Beijing Forestry University, No. 2015-ZCQLX01. References Ahmed, A., and Nizami, S.M., 2015. Carbon Stocks of Different Land Uses in the Kumrat Valley, Hindu Kush Region of Pakistan. Journal of Forest Research, 26, 57-64. Ahmed, A., Lu, Q.I.J., Nizami, S.M., Manan, A., and Saeed, S., 2018. Carbon Emission from Deforestation, Forest Degradation, and Wood Harvest in the Temperate Region of Hindu Kush Himalaya, Pakistan between 1994 and 2016. Land Use Policy, 78, 781-790. Ali, T., Ahmed, M., Shaubaz, B., and Suluri, A., 2007. Impact of Participatory Forest Management on Vulnerability and Livelihood Assets of Forest-Dependent Communities in Northern Pakistan. International Journal of Sustainable Development and World Ecology, 14, 2, 211-223. Amir, M., Lu, X., Ahmed, A., Saeed, S., Manan, A., and Munir, M.A., 2018. Patterns of Biomass and Carbon Allocation Across Chronosequence of Chirpine, Pinus roxburghii, Forest in Pakistan, Inventory-Based Estimate. Advances in Meteorology, 2018, 8. doi, 10.1155/2018/30958912-6 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4. 121-28 Analytical Software. 2005 Station Sticks Version 8.1, User's Manual. Analytical Software, Tallahassee, Florida. Brown, S., and Lugo, A.E., 1982. The Storage and Production of Organic Matter in Tropical Forests and Their Role in the Global Carbon Cycle. Biotropica, 14. 3, 161-187. Chen, Y., Yang, X., Yang, Q., Li, D., Long, W., and Luo, W., 2014. Factors affecting the distribution pattern of wild plants with extremely small populations in Hainan Island, China. +1, 9, 97,751. Dong, J., Robert, K., Minani, R., Compton, T., Coppi, P., Liskey, J., Buerman, W., Alexeyev, V., and Hughes, M., 2003. Remote Sensing Estimates of Boreal and Temperate Forest Woody Biomass, Carbon Pools, Sources, and Sinks. Remote Sensing of Environment, 84, 3, 393-410. Food and Agriculture Organization FAO. 2003, State of World's Forests Food and Agriculture Organization Rome. Retrieved from http://www.fao.org/docrep/005/y7581e/y7581e00.htm. FAO. 2010A, Global Forest Resources Assessment. Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Rome, Italy. Retrieved from http://www.fao.org/forestry/fra/fra2010/enfao2010b, Pakistan Forestry Outlook Study, Islamabad, Pakistan. Retrieved from www.fao.org/docrep/014/m623e/m623e00.pdf. Government of Pakistan GOP. 1992, Government of Pakistan. Forestry Sector Master Plan, Ministry of Food and Agriculture. Islamabad, Pakistan. Retrieved from www.fao.org/docrep/014/m623e/m623e00. Haripriya, G.S., 2002. Biomass Carbon of Truncated Diameter Classes in Indian Forests, Forest Ecology and Management, 168, 1, 1-13. Houghton, R., and Joseph, L., 1995. Continental Scale Estimate of the Biotic Carbon Flux from Land Cover Change 1850-1990. ORNL/DIAC 79, NDP 050, Carbon Dioxide Information Analysis Center, OAK, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change IPCC. 2006, Guidelines for National Greenhouse Gas Inventories. Retrieved from https://www.ipccmgif.iges.or.jp/public/2006gl/ipcc. 2001, Climate Change 2001, The Scientific Basis. In J.T. Houghton, Y. Ding, D.J. Griggs, M. Nogwer, P.J. van der Linden, X. Dye, K. Maskell and C.A. Johnson, eds. Cambridge, UK, Cambridge University Press. International Union for the Conservation of Nature IUCN. 2002, The World Conservation Union. Environmental Issues. Retrieved from https://www.iucn.org/download/cec_history_annex_28september08.pdf. Manan, A., Zonk, F., Ahmed, A., Liu, J., Saeed, S., and Mukit, B., 2018. Carbon Dynamic Shifts with Land Use Change in Margalla Hills National Park, Islamabad, Pakistan, from 1990 to 2017. Applied Ecology and Environmental Research, 16, 3, 3197-3214. Naves, M., and Asghar, A., 2009. Forest Fire Events in Swat Valley, Pakistan. Pakistan Journal of Plant Sciences, 15, 31-37. Newberry, D.M., 2009. M.S. Philip Measuring Trees and Forests, 2nd ed. 1994, 14+310 pages. ISBN 0-85198-8830, PBK. CAB International, Wallingford, Oxon Price, £24.50/$46.50. Journal of Tropical Ecology, 11, 2, https://doi.org/10.1017/s02664674000086.58. Nizami, S.M., 2012. The Inventory of the Carbon Stocks in Subtropical Forests of Pakistan for Reporting under Kyoto Protocol. Journal of Forestry Research 23, 3, 377-384. Pakistan Meteorological Department PMD. 2015, Rainfall Statistics of Islamabad. Retrieved from http://www.pmd.gov.pk/ffd/index_files/daily/rainfall_data.htmpmd. 2017, Climate Change Statistics of Pakistan. Retrieved from www.pmd.gov.pk/report_rnd.pdf. Saeed, S., Ashraf, M.I., Ahmed, A., and Rahman, Z., 2016. The Bella Forest Ecosystem of District Jhelum, a Potential Carbon Sink. Pakistan Journal of Botany, 48, 121-129. Sarania, L., Reddy, S., and Rao, P., 2016. Estimating Carbon Emissions from Forest Fires Over a Decade in Simalipal Biosphere Reserve, India. Remote Sensing Applications, Society and Environment, 4, 61-67. Sajir, B., Roy, J., and Mooney, H. A., 2001. Estimations of Global Terrestrial Productivity, Converging Toward a Single Number. Terrestrial Global Productivity, pages 543-557. San Diego, Academic Press. Shahzad, N., Saeed, U., Jilani, H., Ahmed, S. R., Ashraf, I., and Irtaza, S. M., 2015. Evaluation of State and Community/Private Forests in Punjab, Pakistan Using Geospatial Data and Related Techniques. Forest Ecosystems, 2, 1, 7. doi:10.1186/S40663-015-0032-9 Sharma, D.P., 2009. Biomass Distribution in Subtropical Forests of Solan Forest Division, H.P. Indian Journal of Ecology, 36, 1, 1-5. Sheikh, M.I., 1993. Trees of Pakistan. Pakistan. National Book Foundation, Islamabad. Singh, S.P., Arish, B., and Zobel, B., 1994. Biomass, Productivity, Leaf Longevity, and Forest Structure in the Central Himalaya. Ecological Monographs, 64, 4, 401-421. Smith, J.E., and Heath, L.S., 2004. Carbon Stocks and Projections on Public Forest Lands in the United States, 1952-2040. Environmental Management, 33, 433-442. 27 Journal of Pure and Applied Agriculture, 2019, 4, 121-28 Sun, X, Zhang, X, Zhang, S, Dai, G, Han, S, and Liang, W, 2013. Soil Nematode Responses to Increases in Nitrogen Deposition and Precipitation in a Temperate Forest. +1, 8, EA2468 doi:10.1371/journal.pone.008246 Tahir, M., Imam, E., and Hussein, T., 2013. Evaluation of Land Use/Land Cover Changes in Mekelle City, Ethiopia Using Remote Sensing and GIS. Computational Ecology and Software 3, 1, 9-16. Wei, X, Wu, H, Meng, H, Peng, C, and Zhang, M, 2015. Regeneration Dynamics of Yuk Li Pliospermum Along Latitudinal and Altitudinal Gradients, Trade-Offs Between Seedling and Sprout. Forest Ecology and Management, 353, 232-239. World Bank. 2015, Forest Area, Percent of Land Area, World Bank Open Data. Retrieved from https://data.worldbank.org/indicator/ag.lnd.frst.zs. Worldwide Fund WWF. 2009, Boundary Delineation of Margalla Hills National Park, 2009, GIS Laboratory, WWF Pakistan. Zheng, D., Heath, L.S., Ducey, M.J., and Smith, J.E., 2011. Effects of Land Use/Cover Change and Harvests on Forest Carbon Dynamics in Northern States of the United States from Remote Sensing and Inventory Data, 1992-2001. Forest Science, 57, 6, 525-534. 28.